Joining me at the big table, we'll call it the big table. I think Justin Kaufman used to call it the big table, right? When we had the old studios on Michigan Avenue, the big table. Michael Bodart, who is the president of Lindeman Chimney Heating and Cooling, which is where we're broadcasting from this morning. Michael, good morning.
Good morning, Lou. Thanks for having me.
Nice to see you. I got a really nice tour of your facility when I came in early this morning. It is a. It's too bad you can't bring people in here because I'd hire you just for how clean the shop is in the back.
Yeah, it's like that all the time.
I love it.
Said by no one ever.
Well, I guess all you have to do is have a broadcast here and everybody puts a broom to it. It was very nice and clean.
Yeah, and we're out of space, and when you're out of space, it's hard to keep it clean, but we're growing.
Let's talk a little bit about, I've got a bunch of questions for you, but let's talk, remind people a little bit of the history of this company, because you've been around a very long time.
Yeah, so Lindeman Chimney started like most other chimney service company, guy with an idea and a truck, put his name on a truck, and that guy was Rob's dad, Gary. Gary was a firefighter in Winnetka. In his part-time, he decided to get busy. Firefighters work a day, and they're
right,
off too.
Right.
He learned how to clean chimneys and was cleaning gutters. Started a chimney service company, learned how to do it, and grew the business in his part-time until it became a full-time vocation for him. And 54 years later, we're here today as the largest chimney service company in the world.
You know, we're talking a lot about fire safety. Certainly in October, this is prime time for you folks when it comes to getting that cleaned. And, you know, we're getting into, you know, what I guess we'd all describe as fireplace season, right? It's cooling off here in the Midwest. And you guys will come in and ensure that the chimney is in good working order. Talk to me about that process.
Yeah, so the annual inspection and cleaning has been recommended by our industry forever, right? A lot of people don't know what the interval is. The interval is if you have a wood-burning fireplace, really any solid fuel appliance, you want to get that looked at every year out of safety. So fall ends up being the time people start noticing that the weather's getting colder and they're getting ready to, you know, think about having fires, and of course everybody says, well, now is the best time to think about getting your fireplace cleaned. So it ends up being the really busy time of the year for us.
Right.
We'll do half our business from September 1st on.
Right.
So it's awesome that we're busy. We would like everybody to call us in April when the season was ending.
Right, right.
But so would your lawnmower guy. Your lawnmower guy has the opposite problem, right? The lawnmower guy wants you to bring in, you know, tune up in November.
Right.
Then he's got all winter to fix your lawnmower and sharpen the blades. So we're busy right now. We are doing an offer for WGN listeners today.
Sure.
It's $100 off if you mention Lou and you call in and get on the calendar today.
You know what we call that, don't you?
A special offer.
No, a loupon.
Oh, it's
a loupon. See what I did there?
It's a terrible
joke. It's kind of like, it's kind of like, you know, a lot of love songs. You know, you can replace the word you with Lou. So think about that. Next time you're listening to a song in the radio and they're saying, you know, like that Beatles song. What's that Beatles? Oh, no, the Wings song, you know. The silly love songs. Remember that song? I love
Lou.
Very nice. Very good. Okay. So it's called a loupon. So keep going. Okay. So we got a loupon now. If we call today, what's the phone number?
847-918-7994.
And they call that number and they say, hey, I just heard Mike Bodart on WGN with Lou Manfredini, and I heard there's some deal. What do I say?
I heard there's a $100 off loupon.
There you go. Very good. Nicely done. You can stay. Okay. So we talked about that annual cleaning, and obviously that is super important. But on the chimney side, and we'll talk heating and cooling a little bit too, you do a lot of makeovers of fireplaces as well, right? A lot of people have these fireplaces that are just, they just don't look that great, and they're not quite sure what to do. And or maybe it's a wood-burning fireplace and they want to do an insert and have it be a gas insert. I mean, I'm going to talk from experience. I've used your service. You guys have done two liners for me on two different chimneys. You put in a fabulous gas log kit for us on one level, and then a ventless one on the lower level, which is awesome. I mean, it is just so awesome. And it literally changes the way you feel about a room, how easy it is to use, and plus it just gives you this great ambiance and warmth. It's just fabulous, and you guys can do all that as well.
Yeah, and you mentioned makeovers. So most of the houses we walk into have been renovated over the years. I mean, we're on the North Shore, so the average length of age or average age of the home in the North Shore is probably 67 years
old.
Most of the time, their fireplace is original.
Right.
Every other room in the house has been remodeled, kitchens, bathrooms, basements.
Right.
Right. Everything has been touched except for the fireplace. So we go in and modernize those fascias to the front of the fireplace. A lot of people are getting tired of burning wood. It's messy. Wood's not very convenient. As you know, having a direct vent fireplace is a really cool option.
Awesome.
Lindsay loves hers too. And so we've been doing that as long as we've been on WGN. It's been a really good service that our customers love.
There's from a safety and security standpoint, you know, with the gas, it does also, in a way, right, it limits, you don't have to clean the chimney as much. Obviously, if you go with direct vent, you're not even using the chimney. But so from an ease of use perspective, if you want to do a transformation like that, it really hits on all cylinders.
Yeah, so if it's a wood-burning fireplace, we would go there, make sure it's clean, inspect that flue is intact, and then install the next appliance that homeowner is interested in. If homeowners are really interested in just keeping the aesthetic of their fireplace, we will put in gas logs. Once that gas log set is put in, there's really no further maintenance or safety issues with buildup. You're not building up creosote.
Mm.
So that becomes a very maintenance-free environment. If you're doing a direct vent fireplace, it's got its own venting. So you're using the chimney really as just a channel to take its appliance venting up and out of the house.
As I walk around the office, I can see a lot of photographs of things that you guys have done. And, you know, chimney liners, obviously that's a big thing, depending on, you know, what it is you're servicing out of that chimney. But you also rebuild chimneys if people have stuff that's leaning or deteriorated, where maybe from the roof line up, you guys can come in and do that service as well.
Yeah, a huge part of our business is masonry, right? So Chicagoland is chock full of traditionally built homes
with
masonry fireplaces.
Right.
Mother Nature is very tough on chimneys in this market. Super cold in the wintertime, lots of freeze-thaw cycles. A lot of gas appliances are being vented through masonry chimneys. So all of that moisture that is a byproduct of burning natural gas.
Right.
Penetrates the interior of those chimneys and wreaks havoc when it gets above the roof line and freezes over the wintertime.
All right. Don't go anywhere, because when we come back, what I want to do is talk a little bit about the heating and cooling division, which is new for you guys a few years, but has been growing like crazy. Michael Bodart, president of Lindemann Chimney Heating and Cooling. Lou Manfredini, House Smarts Radio. We will take a quick break, and we'll be back right after this. Talking with Mike Bodart about Lindemann Chimney Heating and Cooling, and I wanted to just spend a couple more minutes. When did you launch the heating and cooling division of the company?
3 weeks before COVID hit.
Good time.
March 1st.
March 1st. I mean, what are you going to do, right?
2020.
And I know for a fact that, so March, that spring, you guys put in a split system for me at our house in Wisconsin. And I remember talking to the young man that came out there, and he's like, "We are just so busy." And that has continued for you.
Yeah, I wish we had added that division years ago.
Right.
It's counter seasonal a little bit for chimney.
Right.
Right. So the air conditioning season, I think, is a little busier than the fall furnace season for heating and cooling. So we have an awesome reputation. We've been in the market a long time. We've serviced tons and tons of customers in Chicagoland. So they know us. We have a good rep. You know, we do a good job. Most of the time, people love us. So we had a pretty good platform to introduce those customers to heating and air conditioning. It's funny because we would be in homes all the time looking at the venting of the furnace and whatnot, and they would ask us, you know, you're looking at half the system right now. Do you guys do AC? And we would just say no, and we would refer them to another shop on the North Shore. And
sure. So,
finally, after a long time, we said, why don't we look at this? So we did. It's interesting that we decided to, you know, the guy we had bring on, that we brought on to start us off, his hire date was literally March 3rd, 2020.
Wow.
And then 2 weeks later, the Dow Jones was at its low. And the phone stopped. But the phones only stopped for about 6 weeks, maybe a month, back in March and April of 2020. And then everybody figured out that we're home.
Right.
We're going to invest in our now workplace.
Right.
So everybody and anybody in the trades had a good year in 2020.
Yeah.
You know, but our heating and air conditioning business has been awesome. We bundle packages all the time. Where possible, we'll have a team of guys. One guy's doing chimney, and the other guy's doing the heating and air conditioning, and we get it done in one day.
Well, I mean, and you know, in the HVAC world too. I mean, I can't stress this enough, but you know, these boxes, right, that heat and cool our homes, they require maintenance, and if you take care of that maintenance and you do it on a regular basis, the equipment's going to last you longer. But more importantly, it's going to work as efficiently as possible. Look, we're going into that heating season, and the gas prices, you know, most of us here in the Chicagoland area heat with natural gas, are going to be really expensive. If that system's malfunctioning a little bit, it can be a little glitch you don't even know. You're like, it works fine. I turned the thermostat on, but maybe something's not firing correctly. And, you know, I can't stress enough the clean and check portion of your business, which it's kind of like the chimney business, right? People don't think about it like in a day like today. Oh, it's fine, whatever. You want those calls now because you have more availability than all of a sudden it's freezing cold outside, or flip side in the summertime when it's super hot and the air doesn't work and everybody's so busy, can't find anybody to help you out.
Yeah, so the cleaning checks happen in the fall,
right,
for furnaces. Ideally, we're out there before that first really cold snap.
Right.
Because what happens if you don't have a company you're using for a maintenance program is that first really cold day, you fire up your furnace and it may not come on because it hasn't been running since probably April.
Right.
So we go out ahead of time and make sure that it's all up and running. It's operating fine. We clean it. We do a thorough system check. And same thing on the spring side, before it gets hot.
Right.
We're looking at the AC so that when that first hot day, Your AC is already checked. So now is the best time to get your furnace looked at because we know it's coming.
Right.
Winters are tough.
Right.
And we want to be in front of that.
What's that phone number and how do they get – can they? I know that they can schedule appointments for the chimney stuff online. Is that the same with HVAC or is that better to call?
So the same phone number, 847-918-7994, can get you set up for either service. The website, lindeman.com, will let you book those appointments online from the convenience of your phone or from your desktop computer.
Wow, that's awesome. It's amazing how the technology has just made life easier for the customer, and then in many respects, probably it's good for you guys too.
Yeah, I mean, we would like an online call or an online appointment. They can pick the time,
sure,
the day,
right,
the service,
right,
get an email notification, and it takes no time. Yeah. Super convenient.
Michael, always nice to see you. Thank you for hosting us today, and thanks for all the good work that you and your team do at Lindeman. One more time on the phone call.
847-918-7994, lindeman.com. Thanks so much, Lou.
You can all applaud for the president of, yeah, right. All these people are looking for a raise.